The CAA World Congress of Sports presented by SBJ begins in 2 weeks at LA Live. Would love to have you join us. Great networking, awesome speakers. There'll be great learning. Interested in attending? Reserve your spot at sportsbusinessjournal.com or just let me know if you have any questions. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, April 3rd. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. You know, on Monday, I was talked out of predicting the Iowa-LSU game would get more than 9 million viewers. So I lowered my expectations. Well, no one was close with their predictions, and the number is outstanding. Iowa-LSU is now the most watched women's college basketball game ever, with ESPN bringing in an impressive 12.3 million viewers on Monday night. The game, of course, shatters last year's record for the same matchup. The title game on ABC drew 9.9 million viewers. Iowa-LSU also is ESPN's best college basketball audience on record. Yes, best college basketball audience on record, male or female. SBJ's Austin Karp put the numbers in some context. As 12.3 million viewers topped the Purdue-Tennessee men's Elite Eight game on Sunday afternoon, it topped the 9.5 million viewers for the Golden Globes on CBS in January. It topped the 12.1 million viewers for the final round of the Masters last year on CBS. It topped 4 of 5 games from the NBA Finals on ABC in 2023, and it topped every game of the 2023 World Series on Fox. That was Rangers D-backs. So you see the strength of these numbers over the next few days. Yes, you will see more and more predictions on what the Iowa-UConn game could draw on Friday at 9 p.m. South Carolina, NC State is the lead-in. Then on Sunday, ABC, ESPN will have an afternoon window, 3 o'clock, for the women's title game. So these are record days for viewership of women's college basketball, but it wasn't just in viewership. The Iowa-LSU game was the most bet women's game of all time at sportsbooks across America, including DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, and Caesars and ESPN Bet. They saw record betting on this game. So obviously, the appeal of women's college basketball at record heights. Let's move on to a story we talked about yesterday on the Buzzcast, but the future of the Royals and Chiefs in Kansas City certainly dealt a blow on Tuesday. Voters of Jackson County, Missouri, did not approve a sales tax measure that would have helped to fund a new ballpark for the Royals, along with major renovations to Arrowhead Stadium for the Chiefs. More than 58% of voters rejected the plan. That was pretty overwhelming. We knew it was close going into Tuesday, but that outcome was quite a surprise. Now, this would have replaced an existing 3/8 of a cent sales tax that has been already in existence, which pays for the upkeep of Kauffman and Arrowhead Stadiums currently. So it was a continuation of an existing tax. And this was designed to help build a new ballpark for the Royals and help renovate Arrowhead Stadium. So just realize this for a second. You have the Chiefs, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, and even all the goodwill and support that they have in that market, that was not enough to get this measure passed. And that really says something and is significant. The Royals on Tuesday night did not comment much on what was next besides saying they were very disappointed. And the Chiefs said they will do what's in the best interest of fans and the organization moving forward. Now, the current lease at Truman Sports Complex lasts through 2031. So the teams are secure there for a while. But the Royals have said they would not play at Kauffman Stadium beyond the 2030 season. And the Chiefs are hopeful of remaining at Arrowhead, but again, they will have to look at all their options. So this is a day where both organizations go back to the drawing board and try to find a path forward. But I can tell you, both organizations extremely disappointed with this outcome. 3 years after going public, Endeavor will revert to become a private company, with its majority shareholder, Silver Lake, leading the way to take it private. This is not a surprise. We've talked about this on the Buzzcast, but this deal values Endeavor at $13 billion. The belief is that by going private, Endeavor can both acquire new companies, but perhaps shed some of their assets and companies and not feel beholden to Wall Street or not be frustrated with the valuation and response from Wall Street. Endeavor last year generated net income of $320 million on $6 billion in revenue. When you break down Endeavor's business, we know what it entails. There's TKO Group, which is the recently formed parent company of UFC and WWE. That will remain a separate public company. But Endeavor also owns the Professional Bull Riders, On Location. They have a talent rep with WME Sports. They have 160 over 90. They have IMG Arena and OpenBet. So they have a lot of assets, and there are many more I didn't discuss there. But Silver Lake's immediate plans for Endeavor, including buying companies or potentially selling off individual assets, remains unclear. Now, Endeavor has consolidated some elements of its business. Remember, it sold IMG Academy and last year reduced its stake in Learfield. So now more and more eyes will be watching to see what comes next. The deal here to take it private is expected to close by the end of the first quarter in 2025. You know, multiple reports broke overnight have that the American Athletic Conference is eyeing IMG Academy president and former Rutgers athletic director Tim Pernetti as its next commissioner, replacing the outgoing Mike Oresko, who will retire at the end of this school year. Now, Mike Oresko has been the only commissioner in the history of this version of the conference. Remember, this version of the American came out of the Big East split in 2013. Oresko has led the conference since that time. Now, Tim Pernetti's been in the mix for college jobs in the past. He was in the mix to be Big 12 commissioner. He has a background in sports business, in sports media, and in college sports. He was at CSTV. He was at ABC Sports. He was at Rutgers, like I mentioned, where he was athletic director. This hire would be consistent with many of the recent commissioner hires who have a mix of sports business, sports media experience, but not all from the college space. So Tim Pernetti seems to be the leader in the clubhouse to be the next commissioner of the American. And finally, I do want to end with this. You know, a lot of heavy hearts, a lot of text messages yesterday, remembering the legacy of Larry Lucchino, who passed away at 78. What a history. Camden Yards, Petco Park, Fenway Park, three World Series championships with the Boston Red Sox, easily one of the most influential leaders in Boston sports history and in baseball history. Now, Larry Lucchino stepped down as president at the end of the 2015 season. He turned his attention to minor league baseball. He relocated the Red Sox AAA team, the Pawtucket Red Sox, to a new Polar Park, a $90 million ballpark in downtown Worcester for his Worcester Woo Sox. And how fitting that Larry Lucchino passed away on the opening day of the Woo Sox on Tuesday. You know, I was so glad SBJ was able to honor Lucchino in 2021 as part of our annual Champions of Sports Business class. He was tough. He was intense. He had grit. He could spar with the best of them. And you won't see many team leaders like Larry Lucchino going forward. He had a vision and he thought like a sports fan. And just look at his executive tree, people he has influenced, just a couple of them. Theo Epstein, Sam Kennedy, Janet Marie Smith, True Parkinson, Charles Steinberg, Katie Haas. So many people were impacted and influenced by Larry Lucchino. Please, if you have time today or over the weekend, read some of the many brilliant remembrances and obituaries of the late, great Larry Lucchino. And so that is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm Abe Madcore, heading to Orlando today. Tonight, Orlando will be celebrating being honored as the best sports business city in America for hosting sports events. That was a designation that SBJ bestowed upon Orlando in March. We will have a panel discussion and we will have a celebration of Orlando as a great city to host sports events. I'm looking forward to this evening. Joe Lemire will bring you the Buzzcast on Thursday. I'll return on Friday. And so that is your morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm Abe Madcore. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you down the road.